Hello, everybody, and welcome to the bi-weekly Q&A calls for coaching students. How is everyone?
Doing good.
Great.
Awesome.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, I know we got quite a few people on here. I want to go ahead and make sure that we get everybody's question answered. So if it's your first time, congratulations. Welcome to the call. And there is no set agenda. It's not a teaching session. It is simply me being able to answer your questions live and in person. So let's just jump right in and see if anyone has a question that they would like to start with.
Nancy.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Larry?
Doing good, thank you. You must have just joined us. I just made an
announcement
that we've got quite a few people on here. Wanted to make sure that everybody got their questions answered. And if it's your first time, it's just Q&A with me answering calls live. And by the way, Nancy, thank you so much for your very sweet email. That was very kind. I really do appreciate that. And with your permission, I would like to share it with the rest of my team. Can you hear me? Maybe you muted your line. Anyway, does anybody have a question? Sometimes we have a lot of questions. Sometimes we have very few questions. So it's entirely up to you guys. I'll be on here as long as you need and be glad to answer any questions you have. Anybody have a question?
Hey, Larry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, this is Steve. I'm in Claremont, Florida.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
How are you tonight?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Very good, thanks. I have a question. I have a private mortgage loan. I'm looking for a servicer in Florida. I know there are servicers in the list that you gave us at the thumb drive, and but none of them are in Florida. There are some that are national. I'm not looking for, you know, one of the types of companies that spoke where they do the whole loan origination and everything else. I have an existing loan. I'm looking for somebody to service. Any tips on really what I should be looking for, what questions I should be asking?
Have you tried, so you're looking for a servicer, not an RMLO. You're looking for a servicer for an existing loan.
That's correct.
Okay. Who have you tried?
I'm sorry? Oh, there's a Benham. There's a Benworth Capital here in Miami. I was able to find somebody who weren't on your list. They were somebody that I found. That's the only one I could find in Miami. I also sent a note to a company that's located out of the state of Washington, Seattle, Washington. I haven't heard back from them.
Okay. Yeah, there's you've got the list of all the servicers. You know, there's FCI, there's National Asset Mortgage, there is August REI, there is, I don't know, there's just a bunch of them out there. But FCI is probably the biggest one. They cover just about every state.
They're located in Anaheim. That's Frank Charlie Indigo?
Yeah, yes, correct. Now, bear in mind, regardless of where they're located is irrelevant, but they do business in multiple states. So, you know, I'm not sure if there's a specific reason that you're looking for one that is physically located in Florida, but not all servicers have offices in every state. It doesn't mean they don't service in other states.
So in your mind, it doesn't matter where they're located. just as long.
Oh, absolutely not. It's like, it's just like your mortgage company. You know, you might mail your mortgage, you know, payment to Dubuque, Iowa, or to Jackson, Mississippi, or Charlotte, North Carolina. Doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Did that help?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Excellent. No problem at all. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else have a question or a deal you're working on you need help with?
Hey, Larry.
Hey.
This is Ray. Hey, I have a question. I'm looking at a manufactured home, and this home has sat vacant for a while, for a couple of years, actually, from what the neighbors tell me. And the CMA report, it still shows a mortgage company listed, and it also shows, like, maybe it may have a lien against it from a company that pays taxes.
Uh-huh.
Now, would I go and either try and hunt down the previous owner of that, or would I go to the bank to start trying to dig up information on it, the mortgage company?
Well, how did you find the property?
It happened to be more like kind of driving for dollars.
Oh, okay. So you see a house, you just look up the address and try to find out who owns it.
Yeah. I had a realtor pull all the information for me on it.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got the mortgage company and who the owners were at one time. And in talking with the realtor, we're trying to figure out, the person is still listed at that address, even knowing they haven't been there in 2 years. And I've tracked them to another part of Texas. And I'm trying to figure, well, do I pay to get phone numbers to these people, or do I go to the mortgage company first to try and find out what's going on?
Well, who's showing as the current owner of record?
An individual. Or two individuals.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's probably in foreclosure. It's in the process of being in foreclosure. If it's been vacant that long, for 2 years, there's probably some kind of a title issue holding it up, like maybe a bankruptcy or something else. So if it's an individual that still owns it, it's probably going to be a short sale. And it could be tied up in some sort of litigation, or it could be tied up in some sort of, you know, legal battle or legal problems, or, you know, title problems or something. So if the owner of record is still the borrower, the individual, then you would have to deal with them until the property is foreclosed, which means it would be a short sale. The only other way around that would be if you contacted the bank about possibly buying the note. And then you could buy the note, and then you would be the one to finish the foreclosure.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good, good. Yeah, driving for dollars is great, and you can see a lot of potential properties. But then actually finding the owner and being able to get title to the property and that sort of thing, that's a whole different story. And that takes a lot of work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good. I hope that helped.
All right, thank you.
Good, good. Well, let me know how it goes and what you find out, okay? Anybody else have a question?
Hello?
Yeah, anybody else have a question? Well, you guys are kind of quiet tonight. I know we got quite a few people on here. Of course, I know a lot of people just sit back and listen, but if anybody has a question, please feel free to jump in.
Hey, Larry.
Hey.
I don't know if this is irrelevant question or not. What does that mean by tenant occupied 69,000 bond for title 650 payments?
Nancy, where did you see that at?
One of the Zillow listings.
Well, one of the Zillow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want me to repeat it? Looks like a tenant is living there, but it kind of baffled me. This tenant occupied $69,000 bond for title 650.
Okay, but the term bond for title.
Mm-hmm.
The term bond for title is just another way of saying land contract or contract for deed.
Oh, okay.
Now, tenant occupied is going to mean that let's say tenant occupied, and that probably is, they're probably referring to the actual borrower, but because the borrower does not have title to the property, they're probably calling them a tenant. That could be true, or depending on who wrote up the listing, it could be that the borrower is the landlord, okay? Maybe that the owner sold it on a land contract to an investor who is renting it out to a tenant. So it could be either one of those situations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just, the term kind of threw me off. But like, I was like, oh, what is that?
yeah. That's just another name for a contract for deed or land contract.
The other thing was that I don't know if it was the same. I kind of forgot now if this was the same one or another property. It says they're willing to, the renter is willing to buy either keep on renting or buy as a seller financing. Is that something that I could entertain?
Yeah, you could if they're willing to do seller financing for you. That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now
okay.
You know you get your best deals when you pay cash. When you pay cash.
Okay.
Usually, if you're going to get seller financing or someone is offering seller financing, they're going to be selling it at retail with owner financing.
Okay. So if he's got like a land contract or a contract for deed that the renter is you're saying that bond for title means it's got the land contract.
Yeah. What you really need to do, Nancy, is just call them and ask them what the story is.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
all
it
right.
Might be they're actually selling their land contract, like selling a note.
Okay.
That might be
okay,
what they're
gotcha.
Doing.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you, Larry.
Oh, you're very welcome. And by the way, thank you for your nice email to me today. I really appreciate
that. Thank you. It came from my heart. That's true.
And I know it did, and that's why it's so special. I really appreciate it. Do you mind if I share that with others?
Oh, of course not. Go right ahead. No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're
that.
Welcome. I mean, that. I thank you, really. I mean, I think you may be changing my life.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It really does. And you know, you're going to make it. I can tell you're good on the phone. You know how to talk to people.
Oh, my goodness. Truly?
you really disarm people. You have a very calming voice and tone, and you're good at what you say, and you know mm-hmm. what to say and how to say it. You're going to do very good at this.
Well, thank you very much. So that means a lot coming from you. But honestly, I really, truly appreciate your help. And you have been, I mean, I do know you care about your students, and I'm definitely the one of the students who got benefited by your caring, and I truly, truly appreciate you for that and for helping me. And like I said, coming to that 1 week at your office, probably the one of the best decisions that I have made in my life, and I feel so grateful. Thank you very much. It just really truly gave me confidence to make an offer.
I really appreciate that, Nancy. You know I'm here for you if you need me.
Will do. Thank you very much. Thank you,
sir. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. It's my pleasure. Awesome. Cool. Does anyone else have a question about anything you're working on or anything you need help with?
Yes, Larry. This is John Jackson, Baltimore, Maryland.
How are you, sir?
Outstanding. And yourself?
Excellent.
Great, great. My question is concerning the double-wide mobile home.
Okay.
Here in Maryland, I seem to run across what seemed like would be a great deal on some double-wide mobile homes, except they're always in trailer parks. And Maryland has a interesting history on ground rent and so forth and so on. Is there any circumstances where I could mitigate that and those would wind up being something that I could deal with and or not? Can you shed a new light on that?
Here's the challenge you're going to run into. If you're buying in a park, and I'm assuming that when you say they're in parks, you mean that they rent the land and you would just be buying the home.
Correct.
Okay. Well, the problem with that is you're not buying real estate. You're buying a mobile home with a title, just like a car.
Okay.
So they have to pay lot rent. So whatever you buy it for and then sell it for, in addition to their payment to you, if you're seller financing it, then you're also going to have to, or they are going to have to pay lot rent, and if they don't pay it, then you're going to protect your interest.
Okay.
So the other problem that you're going to run into is you're going to have to sell, if you're selling the note, you're not selling a note on real property, you're selling a note, it'll be like a retail installment contract is what it'll actually be. Like when you buy a car with financing,
mm-hmm.
they put a lien on the car. So, maybe mobile homes aren't the best vehicle, literally, for you up there to be investing in. Maybe you might have to stick with single-family homes unless you can find one that comes with the land.
Okay. So, if I understand you correctly, don't do this.
That's the short answer, yes.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else have any more questions about anything?
Hello, Larry.
Hello.
This is Dave Cindy, California. How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
We're doing good.
Great.
We did the Wanamaker house.
Do what?
We did the house on in Wanamaker, or well, on Wanamaker in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, we're back in California now, and we're already looking for probably to come back out in March to do some more. So
that's
we just
great.
Wanted to say hello.
That's hey, well, I'm glad you're on the call. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I hope everything's going well and you guys are doing good.
Well, we're doing very well. We've got a couple of deals going here, and we're also going through a couple of well, we're going through an eviction, and then we're going through, we bought a double-wide mobile out here, too, so.
Yeah, good. That's good. Well, good for you.
Well, we can't wait to get back to South Carolina.
Well, come by and see me when you do.
We will. We might even relocate to North Carolina.
There you go. That's good. That's good. Well, good. Well,
must be getting late out there.
I'm glad you guys are
yep.
on the call today. It's good to hear from you.
Yep, good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too.
Talk to you later.
That sounds good. Anybody else have a question about anything? Question, comment, anything you're working on, need help with? Okay, going once, going twice. All right, guys, I really appreciate you guys being on here. I really sincerely appreciate your business. And just know that if you have any questions in between these calls, please don't hesitate to either shoot me an email or call my office. I'll be glad to talk with you, email with you, whatever it is you need help with. My goal is to help you reach yours. So please let me know if there's anything at all we can do for you. And I sincerely appreciate your business. And I hope everybody has a great night. And thanks a lot for being on here today. You guys had some really good questions today. So
Larry,
thanks a lot, everybody. I hope you have a great night.
Larry?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. And Merry Christmas to everybody else on here, too. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.